Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to Hadith A Day. We shall continue with our daily reminders, and today we were on Hadith 4 in Arba'un al-Nawawi, which was narrated from Abdurrahman Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who said, Haddathana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, Wa huwa as-suadiqul masduq, and he is the truthful, the one to be believed. Inna ahadakum yujma'u khalquhu fi batni ummihi arba'ina yawman nutfa. Indeed, for every one of you, indeed the creation of every one of you is brought together in the stomach of their mother for 40 days as a drop. Thumma yakunu alakatan mitla dhalik, and is then transformed into a drop of blood, a clot of blood, for a period similar to that. Thumma yakunu min mudghatan mithla dhalik, and is then transformed into a piece of flesh for a period similar to that. Thumma yursalu ilayhi malaku fayanfukhu fihi ruh, is then sent to him an angel who blows to him ruh, the spirit. Wa yu'maru bi arba'i kalimat, and he is charged with four things. The angel is charged with four things. Bikatbi rizqihi, to write of his rizq. Wa ajalihi, and his lifespan. Wa amalihi, and his deeds. Wa shakiyi am sa'idin, and whether he'll be sad or happy. This is to say whether he'll go to Jannah amin nar. Fa wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa ghayru, and I swear by Allah who there is no God except him. Inna ahadakum la ya'malu bi amali ahli Jannah, indeed one of you would do the deeds of the people of Jannah. Hatta ma yakunu bainahu wa bainaha illa dhira'un, till there is nothing between him and Jannah except dhira' is a very small distance. Fayasbiqu ilayhi alkitab, and is then overtaken by what has been written. Faya'malu bi amali ahli an-nar fayadkhuluha, and he then does a deed for the people from the people of nar, and he enters nar. Wa inna ahadakum la ya'malu bi amali ahli an-nar, and indeed one of you will do the deeds of the people of hellfire. Hatta ma yakunu bainahu wa bainaha illa dhira'un, until there is nothing between him and hellfire except a small distance. Fayasbiqu alayhi al-kitab, and is then overtaken by what has been written. Faya'malu bi amali ahli al-jannah, and he then does deeds from the people of Jannah. Fayadkhuluha, and he then enters it. This is a hadith that was narrated from Abdullah ibn Masud, and this hadith is structured beautifully. Well, it brings up deep theological concepts, and how it brings the same up is beautiful. I like how the hadith is structured. The hadith is structured by first telling you of the gestation in the mother's womb, of which this has been proven now by scientific methods. For now, we already know what happens in the womb during gestation. So you're told the first 40 days is a drop, and then after that, for another 40 days, it becomes a clot of blood, and then for another 40 days is a piece of flesh. And then after 120 days is when the angel is sent to breathe life. So after 3 months is when the womb, the infant in the womb, the baby in the womb, gets life after 3 months. So these have been scientifically proven, and these are things that we already know. So I say this is beautiful because the second part of this hadith is where critics and maheta may come in and want to disbelieve and want to disprove or whatnot. But if the first part is true and the first part is coming from the same person who's giving you the second part, then you know, the whole hadith ought to be true. So anyway, the second part is Thumma arsala ilayhi malak. So an angel is sent to him, and the angel is charged with four things. To write their risk. Ndio maana unaambiwa risk yako imeandikwa kule uendapo, uende juu, uende wapi, ujifiche wapi, risk yako itakufuata tu. Ndio hivyo, it has been written for you, and so it is for you. It shall follow you wherever you may be. Ndio risk yako ndio umeandikiwa, ndio hivyo ni yako. Biajalihi, and his lifespan. So your lifespan is also written. Ndio imeandikwa wewe utaishi muda huu, utakufa baada ya muda huu. And so that is written. Then, on top of your lifespan and your deeds, on top of your lifespan, sorry, on top of your lifespan and your risk, you're also written of your deeds. What shall your deeds be? Shall you be a person who shall have the deeds of the people of Jannah, or shall you be having deeds of the people of Nar? That's why you're told, washaqi am sa'idin, whether he'll be happy or he'll be sad, whether he shall be one of those who go to Jannah or one of those who go to Nar. And really, this is the true happiness. If you are the people who go to Jannah, that is happiness. Hizi happiness zingine za huku duniani, for happiness. I believe, and I strongly believe, that true happiness is being able to achieve Jannah. Now that is happiness. Hakuna happiness zaidi ya hiyo. And so you're told, am shaqi, am sa'idin, whether he shall be happy or sad. So these are things that have been written tangu zamani, ukiwa huko kwa tumbo ya mamako. And so the hadith continues, for Wallahi, and he swears that indeed one of you will do deeds for the people of Jannah until there is nothing between you and Jannah except, you know, a small distance. Anyway, uko hivi uenda kuingia Jannah. But then at the very last, you do deeds of the people of Nar, and so you enter Nar because of what had been written for you. And you're also told that you may have done deeds that are of the people of Nar, but at the very last, you do deeds that are of the people of Jannah, and so you enter Jannah. A kisa that comes to mind ni ya yule mwanamke ambaye alimnyesha mbwa maji, akawa kwenye kisima mbwa na maji, kwa hiyo akamchotea maji kwenye kisima na kiatu chake, akawa yamnyesha yule mbwa. Na kwa tendo lake jema hilo, mwanamke kama huyo akawa ni mwenye kusamehewa madhambi yake na akawa ni mwenye kuingia katika Jannah. And so you're told, Doivo, you may have been doing deeds for the people of Nar, but at the very last, you do deeds that are of the people of Jannah, and so you are caused to enter Jannah. And so this is a hadith basically about qadar, of what has been written for man by Allah. And I know this may sometimes seem a bit overwhelming, because, well, if it has been written, what am I working for? What am I doing? And misi alim katika mambo ya qadar au katika mambo ya aya, mambo ya what has been written and what has been predetermined. Lakini, what I do know is that tumeambiwa kuwa, the one thing that can change qadar is dua. Kwa hiyo, waweza kuwa, ndio hivyo kweli umeandikiwa we ni mtu wa motoni, utafanya mambo mema lakini mwisho wako ni motoni. But if you're a person of dua, if you make dua, then tumeambiwa kuwa dua has the power to change qadar. So, well, if you're really feeling overwhelmed and you're really feeling that, well, maybe nimeandikiwa kwingine siko na kukutaka, well, you may make dua to ask Allah to give you of that which you want. And inshallah, Allah shall grant it to you. And to all of us, inshallah, as we all seek true happiness, which is entering the Jannah that he has prepared for us. Inshallah, may he grant it to all of us. Wa hada, assalamu alaikum. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. See you tomorrow.